speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
We're happy again today for this opportunity to greet you with the gospel of Christ. We believe that certainly our listeners are interested in the things of the book divine. These moments with the Bible can be so important in leading us in the right direction and helping us to know the way of life and of truth and of holiness. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by me. And so, my friends, let us learn His will, walk in His way, in order that we may have His blessings. Our questioner this week says, please give me some help in better understanding the New Testament. We began on Monday with talking about the attitude which a person has to have toward the Bible in order to have a better understanding of the New Testament. He must see that it has a character and a structure to it, that it is not without meaning and without structure, and it's not void of all desires. But really, it is a book given by God in the greatest of character and structure. It is also one that claims inspiration for itself. It is God-breathed. It comes from God. It is God's Word. It is infallible, inerrant. It is authoritative, all-sufficient. If it is not all-sufficient, then it is not sufficient at all. And it is that which is given us by inspiration, the Holy Spirit directing and guiding men as they spoke the words, the very words which God desired for man to have. It's a wonderful thing then to see inspiration, that which God has spoken, and how much we should feel privileged to have this divine book within our midst. Thomas Paine once boasted, he was an infidel, by the way, of whom you may not even know who he was, but he once boasted that the Bible would be a discredited book and in a museum as a display of former superstitions. But today, my friends, the Bible is still the world's bestseller. Thomas Paine's office has since been used, if you would believe it, as a distribution point for the Bible. He's dead and gone. You know, to totally reject something which you cannot reason with limited knowledge is fallacious. It would demand that we reject so much that we take for granted of outside matters of religious things. Supernaturalism is the only logical explanation for much that man can know. How absurd to reject the Bible because it denotes the supernatural. The supernatural is that which God brings before our minds, but it is in such a manner that we can know that it is not some made-up thing by man. Now, in order to better understand the New Testament, you need to know its major divisions. It can be divided into four parts. Biographical is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That gives you the life of Christ, His miracles, His works, His teachings. And if you want to know about those things and be convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you need to go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, isn't that simple? And then if you want to know the history of the New Testament church, and how people were converted into Christ? Why, you go to the one book that tells about it. It's Acts of the Apostles. Now, when you see the word Acts, you do not mean an axe like you cut wood with, but it is the actions, and it's not of all of the apostles, but it is the actions of some of the apostles. It was enough to tell what must be done in the church of our Lord. Then there are 21 epistles. The epistles are simply letters. Letters written by inspired men on how to live the Christian life. Romans, through the book of Jude, make up these 21 letters. Now, if you want to know how to become a Christian, go to the book of Acts. If you want to know how to be sure that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you want to know how to live the Christian life, go to the letters or the epistles, Romans through Jude. And then last of all, there's the prophetical book of Revelation. It not only tells of the victory of all children of God, it tells of the heavenly city and the beauties of the new heavens and the new earth, which is simply a new abode for those who are faithful even unto death, Revelation 2:10. Now, I'm hopeful that this is helpful to the one who is asked today. Please give us some help in better understanding the New Testament. Remember, this book is a book of order.